Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. I don't like puppet shows anymore. They're so lame. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. What the fuck? I don't like puppet shows anymore. They're so... What is that? That's not... Okay, well, thank you so much to Teenage Grave Robber for that wonderful catchphrase submission. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Boy, my name is Scott Aukerman. I don't know why I said boy before that. Like, you are in for some great information. Boy, oh boy, my name is Scott Aukerman. But boy, oh boy, we do have a great show for you today. Welcome to it. Coming up a little later, we have a participant in a scientific study. Okay, well, that'll be very interesting. I've always wanted to participate in a scientific study. I've merely read all of them up till now. I would love to participate. We also have Tommy, the Green Power Ranger, will be on the show as well. So that's exciting. Let's just get to it because we have a dynamite first guest here in A-Block. Have you ever been in A-Block before on a show? Or are you, have you, up till now, have you been a C-Block person?
This is, as you guessed, my first A-Block, and I am insulted. Oh. So, starting off good.
All right, wonderful. She is, of course, a comedian, of course, an entertainer. She is an actress as well, probably does other things. I don't know. What, do you do anything else?
I occasionally make a nice bread, maybe a babka.
Okay, you know, so a baker.
In my spare time, yeah.
All right. Primarily just things with yeast in them?
Yes, that's sort of my
very
lane.
Important to you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. She is the Emmy nominated. So if you're listening to this show and you're a voter... This is perfectly timed for you to click on that little box to vote for her role in the HBO Max series Hacks, which I thought, by the way, they should just call it HBO Hacks for like a month just to bring attention to the show. What do you think of that before I introduce you?
I love it. And I think that's you need to be in on the ground floor in the ad team.
I'm better in marketing than I am doing what I'm doing right now.
I think you're great at both.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think my babka is your marketing.
Okay, great. My babka is your babka. I've always said that. By the way, many hamburgers to you. She is here and... It's her first time, and I'm just going to welcome her. Please welcome to the show, Hannah Einbinder.
Hello, and I love that intro. That's that Reggie Watts. I know it is.
Yes, thank you, by the way, to Reggie. He does the show every week.
Yep.
Runs in, sings the song, runs back out. Yep. He's got to get to Corden, as we all do.
You know, that's... It's true.
You ever done that Corden show? I know you did the Colbert.
Haven't had the pleasure.
Yeah. You were the last comedian on Colbert, were you not?
I was indeed. I was indeed before the great worsening ensued. But yeah, no. So they're back to doing it.
So they've had who have they had on since you?
Since they've had the lovely Wally Barham.
Wally Barham,
who rocks and is great, and Alex Falcone, who also rocks and is great. Wally is a local LA comedian. She's fantastic. She's a comedian and writer, amazing original voice. And Alex Falcone, Portland guy, super sweet, super smart, really funny.
Wow, you know everyone, huh? Is that
I know Can you really just two people and it was them?
It was them, really. Yeah, those are the only comedians you've ever performed on a bill with?
Yeah, you thank God you brought it up because, you know, I would have been fucked otherwise.
Hannah, according to your Wikipedia page, they want to remind everyone that if everyone donated $2.75, we could keep Wikipedia thriving for years.
Yeah.
They don't charge a subscription fee, and Wikipedia is sustained by the donations of only 2% of their readers. Why would anyone going to your Wikipedia page care about stuff like that?
Well, you know, that was a gig that I did in 2013. And,
okay.
Look, you take what you can get. That was a different time.
Advertising for Wikipedia on your own page. Yeah.
So,
understandable.
I might, look, I'm not running from the past, you know. It's staying.
You're running to it.
Part of the
dream. Even if you are running away from the past, the Earth is spherical.
Oh, shit.
You'd be running towards it eventually.
That's so, yeah, that's true.
And it's like running away from a movie theater. You're just running towards a different movie theater.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I do. You're going from, you know, a Black Widow to
F9, the
F9.
Furious Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Fast Saga or the Furious Saga? Do you know?
I don't.
Here's a question I have for you, and maybe you can weigh in on this. And it's a question I've asked a few of our guests over the past month or so.
Sure.
Remember that Hobbs and Shaw movie?
I do.
Okay, so it's called Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Mm.
You know, they're
sure.
presenting movies now.
Yeah.
So why didn't they present Fast 9? It's like a perfect vertical integration.
Wow.
For the Fast and Furious franchise, you know what I mean?
I think if Fast and Furious presented Fast 9, it would bring on the apocalypse. I don't think
we don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, ask me before.
Are you
coffee.
An apocalypse girl? Really? Okay.
I'll tell you something else.
Now, Hacks is a wonderful show. It's on the HBO Max streaming platform, I guess. I was going to say network. It's not a network, right?
In a sense, I guess.
I guess so. Was it on HBO proper?
It did actually go
did
on.
Did they air
there.
It? Yeah,
it
what time?
Oof. I'm in a ballpark 9. I'm safe with 9.
That's
where I'm going.
Eastern?
Final answer. Can I phone a friend?
Okay, sure, please.
Yeah.
Who would you like to phone if you could phone anyone right now?
I would like to phone... for an answer like this to a question like this.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take those two things into account.
Somebody
an answer like this for a question like that.
I mean, and I'm thinking about both, right? As you know, and as we would if we, you know,
of course,
could or
yeah.
did. I'm calling somebody with cable, or maybe just going straight to the top.
Go
know?
Straight to who's over there at the top of HBO these
who's
days?
The overlord over there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did you meet them?
Well,
were you in on the ground floor of the pitch?
Oh God!
Or was this a casting situation? Did you test?
Cast, test, email.
You got emailed by these people?
It was an email. It came to my desk.
A lot of people don't know. If you want to make it in show business, and a lot of people are out there, they're listening to the show going, oh, I want to be in show business. They listen to people like you and they go, how do I do it? Just email everyone.
Yep. And
you
by
know,
the way.
Mass email.
Yep. People's emails, not and as crazy as you think they
no,
are.
No, it's usually just them at gmail.com. And then don't BCC anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just email every single person. Like, who at HBO.com? Like, who's in charge over there?
Uh-oh. And here we go. I mean, this is tricky.
I bet I have some of these people's
it's
emails.
It's a Googleable thing.
It really
is.
Just email them at HBO.com.
I mean,
you're
I
good.
Promise you, Tom
say,
Cruise's
I,
email is TomCruise@gmail.com.
Or at TomCruise.com.
Or at, I mean, yeah, you got to believe.
He probably owns
TomCruise.com.
Or it's
probably Scientology.com.
Yeah,
let's be real.
True. Okay, that's probably true. Remember when everyone had themselves at me.com?
Oh, yeah. I still got a me.
What was me.com? I never
a failure.
Got
failure. Mac
was it really?
Just shoot, you know, it was
oh,
their
it was
Pepsi
Mac.
Clear of Mac, I would say.
What is going on with Pepsi these days and Coke? Coke's changing their whole. Like recipe?
What now?
Well, it's not the Coke New Coke Classic thing, but the Coke Zero. They're calling it Coke like minus or something like that.
Oh my God!
What is going on? Are you a Coke fan?
You know, I'm not a soda gal these days. But
these days, you were back in the past. You're a relatively young person, I would
sure.
say.
In a
you're
sense,
approximately
yeah.
14 years old. I'm not getting exactly.
Yes, 13 and three quarters. But yeah,
okay, great. You're a big girl now, though,
yeah.
It's safe to say.
You better believe it. That is the truth, capital T. You know, I was a Sprite gal myself.
Were you really?
Day,
do you like that lemon and lime kind
of
flavor?
You know, you bet I do.
And yeah, no caffeine?
I take on a Spindrift occasionally, you know?
Okay.
I used to be a LaCroix. Apparently, we're not supposed to drink those. There's
what's
like
going on with LaCroix? I don't know what's happening with them.
It's really difficult to get into. But, you know, there's something about LaCroix and Topo Chico. They I know the Topo Chico has a maybe like not so safe level of carbon. Like you open a top on one of those things. I'm telling you, maybe the next day it's still fizzy, and that's a problem.
That's a problem. I'm more of a Mountain Valley person.
Ooh,
and I was once talking to a very famous rock star who I bonded with because they got delivered Mountain Valley. And I got delivered Mountain Valley. It was just like, and then that person's eyes lit up and we had something to talk
about.
Can
I tell you something about Mountain Valley that I think I saw, but it might have been a dream?
Uh-oh.
They have, you know those reusable like Sparklets water bottle things?
That we had one for a while.
The Mountain Valley makes them.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Like
who,
I said,
how,
it could have been a dream.
Who, what, where, why, when, and how?
I mean, Lassen's, I think. Or one of these
Lassen's?
Stores.
What did you say?
Lassen's had, you know Lassen's.
I don't know what Lassen's is. Okay, please teach me.
God. So Lassen's, apparently they got camel milk there. It's one of these health food stores.
Camel milk?
Oddities. Yeah, I
like,
heard.
What, they squeeze the humps and it just like pops
you
out?
You would think that's where they store it. And so did I initially when I heard this at, you know, 3 a.m.
Turns out it's water.
Turns out camel water now.
That would be something.
Camel water is giving LaCroix a run for its money, I think.
Really?
You know, it
I don't feel like I have clarity on this news story that you were trying to tell me.
I saw a list of beverages that have a level of carbonation or some sort of like the mineral, whatever the mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. et cetera.
You don't seem to know what you're talking about.
You know
okay,
what?
I'm getting a
ever,
very clear picture.
Ever. And get that through your head now before okay. we proceed, because it's all, I mean, it's coming from really...
So that was it. That's the only.
I'm certain about.
So you saw a list. You definitely saw a list.
I saw a list, folks.
And it was a list of beverages.
It was a list of beverages.
That's where everything starts to get fuzzy.
Well, guess what's the one that's the only one that's not on the list, and it's of sparkling waters. It's either, and here we go, not clear on the facts.
Okay.
Perrier or Pellegrino.
Okay.
One of those two
is
safe.
Good to go.
Okay. And I want to say it's Perrier because I wasn't as excited about that.
It's hard because I can imagine you reading and you read the P and then the E and then you just lose interest.
I drop off.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. I gotta fix that.
I like your style. You like... You give up halfway through the end of a sentence.
Like with the P and the E. It's the same thing.
Hannah, we got to talk about Hacks because this is a major, major television show.
Can we keep talking about literally water?
I mean, our bodies are made up of approximately, 77%
That's
of our bodies is made up. You know what I mean? I've never seen it.
Same with the Earth. Coincidence?
I don't think so. Are we just tiny globes?
Oh, my God. We're tiny globes, and the past is the future. Look at us.
Wow. Blowing your minds here on Comedy Bang Bang,
anyway.
Talking about water. We should do a spinoff podcast about water.
I've got hours in me. Hours
do you?
Upon hours.
I would love to talk
you
to you
kidding?
More about this.
Well, I'm telling you.
I need you to get your facts a little more straight.
You
and
mean
then
the origin of all life? Yeah, I can talk about it.
How many of those hydrogen molecules are in it? Do you know?
Okay. And you lose me with science. But,
oh, okay. I believe there's two, though.
Oh, H2O.
Yeah, and then the oxygen, of course.
H2, meaning, shouldn't it be 2H? God damn it.
No, they apparently they do it after the actual letter. And that's how you read it. It's like reading an equation. If it's in parentheses, you do what's in the parentheses first, and then...
PEMDAS, of course.
Yeah, exactly. FEMDOTS, is that what you said?
PEMDAS. It is the order of operations. Parentheses, exponents, multiplication.
Are you a math person?
Oh, no.
What did you study in school?
I love an acronym. I studied your general subjects. Oh, you mean in college?
I'll take either. Let's start with the kindergarten.
In kindergarten.
What do we get?
Sharing. Caring.
Caring, good.
Right.
Herring.
Herring.
The fish. Of course.
Daring.
Daring. Okay. Yeah. So all the airings,
nasty
good.
Nasty womanry from day one.
Of course.
I went to film school.
You did? Where'd you go?
School. I went to Dodge College. I went to Chapman
I don't know what
University.
That is.
Look, you know.
Chapman, is that what you said?
Yes.
In Orange County?
In Orange County.
Oh,
you better
okay.
believe it.
Yep. Interesting. I grew up not far from there. Passed by it occasionally. Would go, I wonder who goes there.
Yeah. It was, fun fact, and they love to say this to you when you go there, the school where they shot the movie Accepted. With Jonah Hill. Yeah.
I believe I've seen that. You know, this may be of interest to you. Speaking of movies, shot places. I was watching a movie last night, and I swear my old house is in it.
They shot
one scene in my old house. I like stopped it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is my old place.
How would you go about finding that out.
Well, then I started being very aware of all of the locations of everywhere they shot.
Oh, my God.
And everything was shot in an area around there as well.
Okay, that's your house.
So it's got to be my house.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I haven't checked this with my wife yet, but I'm going to get confirmation on this. The movie, of course.
Please let me know.
Deep Cover.
Ooh.
Jeff Goldblum. Larry Fishburne.
We love
1992, directed by Bill Duke. But speaking of directed by, this show Hacks that you're in was directed by people, and it's a...
Can you imagine? I just sidetracked you the entire time.
honestly, that's mainly what this show is about.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about it because it's one of my favorite shows, both living and dead. And it's 10 episodes of hilarity and poignance. And a wonderful relationship between you and Jean Smart, who is, for my money, the best actress to ever live.
Yep. And
there have been some actresses who never lived who might be better.
I totally agree with that.
You know, in other dimensions, you know, and for whatever reason, they, had a car accident when they were five or whatever. They never got to it and they would have been better.
Or some actresses who were alive, but didn't really live.
Exactly. And Jean Smart is really.
She's living.
She's packed it all in.
Oh, God, I love her.
She's wonderful. You're wonderful in it. And describe what this show is to people who don't know what it is, because not everyone has the disposable income of a person who used to have a house that's in Deep Cover who can afford HBO Max. But I would say it's worth it just to get a free trial month. You know, and a lot of people, when they get a trial, they have to pay for it. They have to pay for a lawyer and everything. They're like giving away this trial for free.
I mean, the trial to me, I go, oh, sure. Sounds great. And they're like, well, it's a free trial, but we own your information. I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't deal with the free trial.
So you don't even have HBO Max because you don't want to give them your info.
I do. Oh, they've got it. They better have it.
It's Hannah Einbinder at HBO.com.
Fuck. Yeah. So just like, I guess, the premise of the show is it's about these two, a stand-up comedian played by Jean Smart, who has had an illustrious career, but finds herself at her Vegas residency and the casino. Booker slash owner played by Shooter Chris McDonald.
That's right, Chris McDonald, a wonderful actor.
Amazing guy.
Did you get to do scenes with him?
There was a dinner scene, which all of the cast is in.
Okay.
But other than
what'd you eat?
What did I eat? Oh, I really just drank the grape juice that looks like champagne.
This is a good trick for an actor, by the way. Uh-huh. If you're ever at a dinner scene, and I made this mistake, I was on Andrea Savage's show, I'm sorry. And we were supposed to be at like a diner after a party. I can't remember exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And they were like, do you want to eat something? I'm like, yeah, I can eat some apple pie or whatever.
Yeah.
We did so many goddamn takes. They came up afterwards and said, you ate two whole apple pies. By the end of it, don't eat anything when you're an actor.
I do. Well, I actually am with you. I did. Mm, there was like some pancakes and you better believe.
Hashtag.
Well,
we don't.
look, I'm a Bernie girl.
Yeah, anyway, of course. Yes.
I do. I did do the apple pie. You know, I did. I was in that sort of camp.
You did the apple pie.
I think it's funny. I don't care. You know, I'm like, let's, you know, I will hurt myself. I will eat.
That's your commitment as an actor to the project.
I think you got to take a big bite of food.
You know, if I were you, I would be like,
comedy.
Hey, could I have a love scene with Chris? What's his
name? Chris McDonald.
Chris McDonald. Could I have a love scene next season? Like,
yeah.
I know it doesn't really fit the plot or anything like that, but I think it would be funny to do, like, to film that with
him. That is every Poppy Lee. Johnny Sibili, Mark Indelicato, Carl Clemens Hopkins, and Meg Stalter are
you've
only
memorized everyone in the cast.
Look, we're in a group chat. It's not nothing. I'm not bragging, but I'm also not bragging. We our only pitches to the showrunners are like, we are like us having
having like B stories with him. Is he great to work with?
Oh my God, he's fantastic. He's classy. He's lovely. He's charming. He's everything that his characters have typically not been. Chris is.
He usually
so
plays
sweet.
The heel.
Yes.
Somehow because he has.
He's got
a bit of smarm to
he's
him.
He's got it. But he is just. I'm telling you, he is. I just want to see Chris eventually in, and he's gorgeous in this role. He's gorgeous in every role. But he has such a beautiful kindness and sensitivity and just
wonderful. Someone should tap into that. Like, you know how Quentin what's his name?
Tarantino.
Do you know who this guy is? He picked out John Travolta out of a lineup. Like, guy couldn't get arrested.
Oh my God.
And he's like, hey, go be in Pulp Fiction. Like, he should do that with Chris McDonald. That would be so good. And tap into that innate sweetness that he has that has not been exploited on film yet.
Sweet Quentin Tarantino character.
You know, all them.
I love
the same
it.
Way he
right.
picked this Bruce Lee guy out of a lineup. It was like, hey, let's do something with him in his last movie.
I love Chris. I can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah. Well, you should pitch like doing a golf B story with him on one of these things where just like you and him go out to Las Vegas. You just golf for a while.
That's so funny.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
That's so funny.
But let's get back to the premise of this show. It's you and Jean Smart. She's a stand-up comedian. Semi, I guess you maybe don't or can't talk about this, but sort of based on Joan Rivers. More of a modern day, because of course
an amalgam of several iconic female comedians over history.
Exactly.
Herstory.
Yes, thank you so much. I was one of the last interviews that dear old Joan had for her show. In bed. She would conduct them in bed.
Oh, good for her. That's the dream.
And it was great to meet her right before she passed on. But so she's playing someone who is on her way down in show business. You're playing someone who is maybe on her way up, but at the same time, something has derailed your career.
Yes,
and so you find yourself together, working together.
Yes.
Out of necessity.
Young Ava cannot get work. She fired off a brutal tweet about a conservative, closeted senator who, and the tweet really just got her capital C canceled. And the only work she can get is with Deborah Vance. And it is the odd couple tale that is framed in the relationship between these two lovely, women who come from the same but different worlds. I'm spiraling.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get better at this. Okay, because you're going to start to do press here.
Okay. Well, I got bad news for you. I've been doing press.
Oh,
okay?
No.
It's been a mess out there.
These can't last 60 seconds, these
Ooh,
answers.
But they
you
do
know what I mean?
When
oh,
they go
no.
On and on.
No.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a great show. I didn't quite know what to think of it. I heard it was good. It had been out maybe a week, and it was getting good reviews from people. So my wife and I said, let's turn it on. This is a glimpse into our process.
Sure.
And you don't hear enough about the people who watch the shows.
You
know, like
you're
always talking about people, you know, how they make them. What about how people watch them?
You know, let me ask you this.
Yeah, please.
You a big critic guy? You're like, okay, what are the gals at the New York Times saying? Or are you?
No,
like,
not necessarily, because I don't really. There are a few that I agree with. Mm. Where if it gets a rave, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll watch something. But if things have a general sense of, it's fine. Then maybe it's not enough to spend your time. Like if everything is getting C's across the board,
in
you know,
a world with all these dreamers, you want the heat.
That is beautiful. Is that from the show?
No, that's from Right Now, if you can believe it.
Wow, that's off the dome?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Off the very dome that couldn't finish most sentences earlier.
You finished that one, and it was only like approximately five or six words long.
And I dropped off.
It
but
was
here,
really good.
I came back. And
congratulations.
I'm
this is what you need to do in your further like PR appearances.
Absolutely.
You need to like get it that short. Although it was so short after you'd been like droning on and on before.
And I can't stress
like,
it enough.
I was a little surprised. I was like, is she done? That's
this
why there
girl,
was that pause.
You'd think she's never seen it or wasn't in it. I mean, wow. Work on it, sweetie. Yeah. No, I felt that vibe. Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful show. I cannot stress enough that you'll be happy you watched it. 10 episodes go flying by. They'd be two a week and my wife and I would go, oh, it's Hacks Day. So it was very, it was great to watch. And congratulations on the Emmy nom.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, the 12 days of Emmys. The nomination day is like day five, day six or something like that. How was that day for you?
The nomination.
Nomination day. Yeah.
It was cool. It was pretty early in the AM.
I mean, it was like 8:30.
Yeah, I might have stand up.
I may have been checking to see
early.
If I had gotten one and I did not.
Okay. Well,
unfortunately passed over. Okay. There's that great Bob Hope joke when he was hosting the Oscars where he's like, welcome to the Oscars, or as they call it in my house, pass over. which is a wonderful joke.
I have an Oscars a joke to tell you off air.
Oh, okay. I love. Okay, great.
But
God, I hope I wrote it.
It's possible. It is literally possible.
Okay.
You know, it was a cool day. It was a nice day. Sunny, 72.
Okay, good. I'm really getting a picture of this.
Yeah, I was on my porch, you know.
You were on your porch were you watching or did someone call you?
Somebody called me. My category was not announced on the live stream.
Okay.
Keeping me humble. I love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They can't announce them all.
They can't announce it. What are they going to do, announce them all?
Yeah. Who was announcing this year?
God, you know, yeah, whirlwind it just of emotions.
I watch these things and I go like, why are they even doing it? I'm not going to remember this a week after it happened, or a day after, an hour after it happened. We don't remember, do we?
We just want to know on the night. We want to know on the night. Do you remember who was
I doing? Do remember. Yeah, it was Jasmine Cephas Jones. Yeah.
And father-daughter.
Father-daughter. Yeah, Jasmine and her father. Child. Yeah. Great, yes. great people.
Wonderful people.
But why bother? Don't ever do one of those things.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you next year.
I promise.
Don't do it.
I promise you I won't.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you've heard it right here.
Yes, it is.
Don't do any
word.
Of that Hollywood bullshit they always ask you
okay,
to do.
Okay, no problem. Absolutely won't.
Yeah. I hosted the local Emmys once because I thought I was getting
the
on
what?
That. Yeah, they're the ones you give to newscasters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I it was like one of those things where they tell you like, oh, yeah, this is going to get you on the Emmys train.
I love it.
You know, and I had like did a bid on the Creative Arts Emmys. Nah, nothing ever happened around it.
That feels fun, though. Creative Arts Emmys feels safe.
The News Emmys.
I mean, wow.
They're not the most receptive people to jokes when they're sitting there really wondering if they're going to get like the only recognition they'll ever get
they'll
in their career.
Get,
yeah.
They'll ever get.
But then they were very nice. They didn't laugh at anything.
Oh, wow. Brutal.
And then I was like, I bombed so hard in the middle of it. I was like,
and then they came up to you and they were like, that was great, Scott. Yes. We're blah, blah, blah. You know,
but then at 9, yeah. Someone else comes
well,
in and
you gotta
eats
know.
Shit.
I mean, we've all seen Nightcrawler there in the audience. They're going, I'm missing a scoop for this.
Yeah, exactly. If it bleeds, it leads. What's this? This guy's not even
I gotta
bleeding.
Get out there with my goddamn magnifying glass.
Bail,
sorry.
Bail.
Super sorry
just
about
bail.
That, guys.
Yeah.
Let's just.
Well, don't do any of that kind of stuff, but congratulations. there's an actual ceremony this year, right?
There is, as of now.
Is it, but no party?
What, who said no party? What are you talking about? No party?
Well, I mean, the official one. Hey, we'll talk about this off air.
Oh, no.
We have to take a break, Hannah. Is that okay with you? Can you stick around?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that Oscar joke.
I want to hear that Oscar joke. And if it's... I'll decide
we'll
whether
decide
you say it on air.
Say.
Yeah. Okay,
okay.
Great. All right. So when we come back, we'll either say that we're going to say the Oscar joke or we're not going to say the Oscar joke. You'll bear witness to what we decide. We will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time,
Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Hannah Einbinder of Hacks is here, and the decision is upon us. Do we say what this joke was? It was a very funny joke.
Look,
I enjoyed it. I laughed.
It's a good joke. It's a joke I'm comfortable with, but because the joke,
it's someone else's joke. We don't want to be bringing up jokes from the past.
Look, you know, you really don't want to do that.
Can we say who said the joke?
Oh, Steve Martin.
Steve
Martin hosting the Oscars. So just go ahead.
One of the best to ever do it. Just watch all of his Oscars appearances.
Fantastic.
Yeah, one of the best to ever do it. One of the best to ever do comedy. You were saying that he's. Have you read his book?
I have. Born Standing Up. Yeah. Fantastic.
Wonderful book.
Fantastic book. One of the best stand-up books out there.
It truly is. Speaking of books. Your mother just wrote a book, did she not?
True.
Do you want to talk about that? No.
Not really.
Okay. Let's have her on the show and she can talk about it.
I think she
I haven't read it, but
It's an audio.
It's only audio?
Yeah. It's an Audible, like, exclusive thing. But it's cool because she does a lot of voices in it.
Does she? Well, yeah. Okay. She was on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show two times, I believe. Wonderful. One of the greatest SNL people, in my opinion.
That's really
nice. She had...
I think so, too.
We're talking about Lorraine Newman, of course. She had a skill set that no one else on that show had at the time and maybe was underutilized. But I thought, you go back and watch those shows and you're like, everyone's paying attention to the other people. She's the one who's really talented on this.
She was all about that new stuff. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
The new stuff, the new characters,
yes.
Like switching it up, like less of the like strategy of like, do a recurring thing,
yes,
et cetera.
Exactly.
She was like,
turn something into a TV like, commercial or TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's cool.
That is great. She has a book. I don't know what it's called, but apparently you can listen to it. All right, let's get to our next guest. Everyone's heard about this.
Yep.
Hannah, you've heard about this, obviously.
Oh,
I don't. Yeah. I haven't even said what it is, but you must have heard about it.
I mean,
I have.
Yeah, and I can tell you that for sure.
Everyone's heard about this. They are participating in a current scientific study, which everyone is talking about out there. Please welcome to the show for the first time, baby boy.
Hey, good to meet y'all.
Hey, Greg, hey. Good to meet y'all.
Hey, I gave you my wrong name. I'm Baby Boy Boy.
I'm so sorry. Did you give it to me wrong or did I write it down wrong?
You know, I make mistakes and I own up.
Yeah, talking to this thing. What do you say? Right into it. There you go.
Right into it. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not used to things near my mouth, you know. I wasn't raised with a ma. I was kind of...
Oh, you never suckled on that motherly teat?
No, never had a teat. Never had milk. None of that Camel.
You've never had milk?
Nah. Wow.
It's good, right? I mean, I wouldn't drink it now.
I mean, no, I absolutely wouldn't drink
it
now. But
I mean, when you're a baby, it like the calcium in it, you need it for your bones
they
and
say
shit.
You need it.
Yeah, you get a lot of calcium from Guinness.
How are your bones?
Oh, my bones are hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got hard bones.
You like too hard or?
I think it's the right amount of hard, you know, like a little bit malleable, but not a whole snap.
I don't know that you want your bones to be malleable. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, we got to check you.
Yeah, I bet you have soft bones.
I'm doing an osteopecia scan.
Okay, I mean, I don't have osteoporosis, but yet.
Huh? Yeah, oh my God, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Baby Boy Boy. Welcome to the show. What now, we all know about what's happening, but for any of you who have been living under a rock, and boy, with housing prices these days, what is that, like 1.6 mil for a two-bedroom? Jesus Christ. But for any of those people, what exactly is this scientific study that you're participating in?
Yeah. So a science lab adopted me, and they've been raising me like an adult the whole time, you know?
Hmm.
So I'm not experiencing kid things, I'm experiencing adult things, you know?
Like, wait, how old of a person are you?
Well, right now, I'm Baby Boy, and I'm a boy. I was Baby Boy Baby.
Oh, okay.
In a few years, I'll be Baby Boy Teen.
Baby Boy Teen, and then Baby Boy...
I don't know.
Man?
Maybe.
At some
young
point?
Adult? I don't know. Are
yeah.
we a man at
well, when
age?
You turn 18, I mean, can you join the army?
I mean, I'm owned by a lab, and I don't have a last name, so can I?
I mean, that well, it seems all like signals point to yes.
Yeah, you have a changing last name as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that I'm defined by what I am, not who I am, and I'm pretty
That's
happy
a great way to look
it.
At it.
Yeah. Oh,
so you were, where were you born? You were born in the lab?
I was born in a lab. I'm not a robot. I was born in a lab.
Why do you say you're not a robot?
Because I'm feeling the looks from y'all.
Should we do the Turing test on you here?
Yeah.
Wait, do you know how to do the Turing test? Did you bring that?
Yes, I did. It's in my osteoporosis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pull it out. I'd love to do the Turing test. Okay.
It's a lot of luggage.
Yeah, boy. Okay. So question number one looks to be, are you a robot?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a robot.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That Turing test is too simple, I feel like.
Yeah, I got to get back to the lab. We're gonna do some more.
We need a harder Turing test. Yeah. So what? But why do you say you're not a robot?
I'm just saying I'm not a robot because, you know, the only other citizen that was raised by a lab is Sophia, that robot that's got citizenship, that Israeli bot. Have you heard about
it? I don't know. I know.
You don't. It's
actually
true.
That's my cousin, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
your cousin is a robot?
I mean,
she's a robot with citizenship. And I am not a robot. I am a human raised in a lab. Like an adult, not a robot. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so you're a human being. You were born in the lab. You were raised as a robot. And you... No, did I get that wrong?
I'm raised like an adult, you know? So like
you were raised as an adult, even though you were a baby.
Boy. Yeah, because why are we treating kids like babies, huh? Why are we babying them? Mm. Why are we giving them trophies when they
pee? I mean, it's literally a verb to baby someone.
Yeah.
And it implies that we should do that to babies, doesn't it?
We should adult them, is what you're saying.
I think we should. Look what's happened to society. What if we were treated like an adult like me? Like I've been rolling my own cigarettes since I was like 4.
Wow.
And you have like a New York accent. Or is this a New York lab?
Yeah, it is. It's on the east side.
Or just New York people working it.
I think it's New York people working it, you know? It's not like trying to test out accents. That would be crazy.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming to California. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I just do adult things, you know?
Like, how old are you?
You know, I think I'm 9. I'm not quite double digits.
Ah, WDGs.
Yeah, no double Ds over here yet, but I'm going to get some. You know what I mean?
And that's your journey, babe.
I don't know what I mean because I'm too young, but I have an idea.
Okay, yeah. What is your idea about it?
I'm going to take those double Ds and I'm going to juggle them.
Okay, I don't know.
It's like a basketball you got to juggle.
My man.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, basketball.
Not
you
yet.
Like?
Not yet.
You like basketball?
My question.
Isn't it the most orange ball?
You know,
out of all the balls, out of all the professional sports balls, it's the most orange. What do you say?
Do we count mini golf? Because mini golf has got some bright neon in the dark and a glow.
Damn, that's a good
That's a good point.
Yeah, the only reason I know that is because adults do dates there. Otherwise, I wouldn't do such a child.
Right. So you're saying that people shouldn't play mini golf until you turn 18 and go on a date.
Yeah, like only do things that adults do. Why are we giving teddy bears? Why are we smooching on nips to drink our milks? Instead,
I never heard it put that way.
Instead, all I'm doing is I'm playing snooks, which is snooker, which is a more adult version of billiards.
Oh yeah, that's you're playing. Wow. You're playing snooker.
Snooks, yeah, yeah.
And you call it snooks.
I call it snooks because why add the er? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Does everyone call it snooks, or is that just
so.
A youth?
Yeah, oh, okay. I think they do.
So you're playing snooker. What are the rules of snooker again?
You know, all the balls are in a line, much like life, and you got to knock them in order, 1 through 9. And I should know this. I kind of do.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, you're the one who plays it all the time.
How often did... Now I'm doing the accent. How often were you out of the lab growing up?
Yeah. I mean, have you ever stepped outside? I mean, this isn't your first time outside of the
not
lab.
Not my first time. I spent a lot of time at bars. I played a lot of MJ, Mahjong.
Normally people, when they say MJ, they think of Michael Jackson.
Or Michael Jordan.
Hee hee. Right. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
Do you know who Michael Jackson is?
I've heard of him, but he's more of a child thing, and I'm an adult.
Yeah, you
so
right.
I stay away from that. Yeah, you know, plus Snooks takes up a lot of time.
Oh, I can
know?
Only imagine,
And
yeah.
then me and the MJs, it's a lot of trickery, because it's things that look alike but aren't. It's like that Faces game for kids, but the adult version.
Right, yeah. So you're playing Mahjong, you're playing snooker. Yeah.
You're in the bar.
I'm in the bar. I'm drinking my Guinness. No foam. No foam.
Are you an alcoholic? Why did you say no foam like it was a cool thing? No.
You got that nitro tap.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like you got to pour half of it and then let it sit for a bit, much like life.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you just are you do adult things. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of parental supervision at all? Or is it just scientists?
Yeah, they poke and they probe me every once in a while, make sure my levels are good. You
see
know,
how soft those bones
the
are?
Wires. Yeah. The wires, I don't mean literally, because I'm not a robot.
Right.
You keep saying you're not a robot. I don't know.
Don't you think that if you were, you wouldn't know?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you always been this size?
Yeah, no, right now I'm this size as I'm baby boy boy, but when I was baby boy baby,
yeah.
I was smaller.
You were smaller.
I was. I'm a sprightly 4'11 right now, so not quite.
I don't know that robots can grow, so I mean, this is maybe in his favor. What are your pronouns? I'm sorry.
I use he, him for right now.
Okay. What will you, but down the line that may change.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess
we don't have pronouns for age.
Yeah, though we should, which is why stop like, using names.
Stop using names is what you're saying.
Just
stop
classify like if by this logic, what would we all be? I suppose like
I think names are spoiler alerts, and I don't like to give anyone like an impression of what I'm going to be like until they meet me. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Like if you met someone called Butch, right? You'd have an impression of like what that person was like,
yeah,
right?
This guy wears a spiky collar and
exactly.
You know,
or lefty, you know what I mean?
Deals with meat.
Yeah.
A lot of shuffling.
Yeah,
lefty.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. So when I would prefer to call you like person number 3,869, you know, and I count each person and then I decide what I want to call you after that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why do I decide what you should call me? It's your brain. You do what you want with it, right? We're all adults.
And we are.
Stop babying me.
Aside from, wow, don't you think that maybe babying is, I don't know, another word for compassion?
This is a good
point. Did you get a lot of this growing up?
Yeah.
No compassion, no affection. No. Wow.
You seem like you have a hard exterior, and maybe it's just your very authentic New York accent, but people who have those, you know, generally are tough on the outside, you know.
Butch.
If you start squeezing me, you could squeeze too hard and kill me, you know? No one talks about how dangerous a hug could become.
I mean, you can say that about anyone, really.
Exactly.
You know?
Except for the boning. If y'all want a bone, I ain't got no issues with that.
Okay, wow. Okay, line drawn.
So you don't like to be touched, is that? And that's your right.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should touch. Why is interpersonal relationships have to also be physical? Isn't
that's a
it
good
enough?
Point. Can we just see? I don't know if we should even see people.
I want to know, where do you stand on sort of climate change, the general warming of the globe?
These are good questions. You know what? You need to be my co-host on every episode. You're into this kind of stuff, and I'm asking just nonsense of this person. You know what I mean? Like, you're really good at this.
We're cross-examining. I think we're doing a good cop, bad cop thing.
Okay. Yeah, wait, which one am I?
Anyway, so
you're the Kevin Hart right now. So I had to...
In which movie?
In Get Hard?
Yeah. Gethard?
Gethard. Yes, Gethard was starring.
Yeah, where do I stand on climate change? Well, I stand on the Earth, and the Earth is in trouble, right? And maybe if we didn't touch the Earth so much, she'd be okay.
What if we hovered?
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards.
It's a real thing.
You guys
people
had those
do
in the
it.
Lab, huh?
Yeah, of course we do.
As long as they weren't gas-powered.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, fossil fuels. Like, what could you power a hydro?
We want a hydrogen powered hoverboard.
So inside the hoverboard, which is as skinny as a skateboard, there'd be like water
the
rushing through.
The way that camels' humps hold water and possibly milk.
You know a lot about camels.
Look, you know.
We have separate interests, but I love how they're
lonely. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Don't touch anyone for a while and you get used to the loneliness, you know?
This is not good advice.
I think it's great advice. Use your mind instead. Just start, like, feeling into yourself. Unless you got a bone zone, then get to it.
Yeah, okay. Wow. You don't even know what that means, I think.
I'm going to rub stuff on other stuff. So.
Do you even know what a bone zone is referring to?
Yeah. It's the bone in my testicles. And I'm going to take them and put them in places that I haven't figured out yet. I haven't figured that part
out. Okay, good thing. That's a good thing.
Look, baby boy, I worry that, you know, Hannah has a good point here. I think that, you know, you need the love and compassion of another human being in order to be a fully functioning adult, I think.
Oh, so you're saying I'm not a fully functioning boy right now. Is that what you say?
That's what I mean. I mean, you know,
You know, look, I think a very adult thing is being able to work through conflicts such as this one. And
true.
You know, baby boy, I just think that there is, if you can't have a childlike experience, even as an adult, that sounds like a grim life.
Yeah, I don't know.
I get into this too, where I start talking and I don't know where it's going to end up.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then
I've never felt more seen. The
question before that, I did it. And I was like, man, I feel like I stuck the landing a little bit, but how do you feel about what you just did?
And I want to tell you something right now. And that is, I've never opened my mouth in my life and had it not be what you just described.
That's right.
Okay?
Look, I relate to this so hard right now.
Not
so.
One time.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you would think that someone like me wouldn't be doing what I do.
And you would. But yeah. Is it not the nature of podcasting?
That's true. I mean, look, if everyone knew what they were going to say, you know, when they started talking on a podcast, it would be an audiobook. Like your mom's book right now, which I have no idea what it's called. Anyway, getting back to baby boy.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I just want to answer this question over here.
Yeah.
You know, she said, like,
was
I don't
a question or was it?
Oh, you better believe it.
Do you remember what you said?
What did I?
There was something about finding joy
that
I'm not having.
Okay, good.
And I just
want to
put it out there. Like, I play arena football. Can you get a better joy than that?
Wow.
It's indoors.
I'm worried
it's
about
smaller.
Your head, baby boy.
Yeah.
I'm worried about your head.
I wear a helmet and
my head. Concussion, tell the truth.
It is an adult thing.
That's a reference.
Like, yeah, I see what you're doing.
Did you see that movie? You only see R-rated movies, I bet.
I do, yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Adult stuff. Badlands.
Badlands? With Martin Sheen?
Yeah. It's it's kind of tricky because he's an adult, but is she...
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it. I mean, I got to check that one out. Do you think my house is in it?
Your house might be in it.
I'm only going to watch movies my house is in.
Oh, then have you seen Ratatouille?
They drew it in there, so yes, I have seen it.
Okay.
Wait, have you seen Ratatouille?
No, it's a kid movie. I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah, no G-rated movies. They make adult cartoons like Miyazaki films.
Right, but have you seen Bucket List?
Love that Miyazaki.
So that's the kind of thing you have seen?
Yeah, if there's a Morgan Freeman, if there's a Michael Caine, if there's a Glenn Close, I've probably watched it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your deal with books?
What is the deal with books? You're a Seinfeld inside of you.
Is this your style of comedy, by the way?
You
What's
better
the deal
believe
with books?
Not at all. Are you, I mean, I certainly think that reading is a pleasure that people, and see, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I know. I noticed. You start strong. You said reading.
I certainly think that reading.
If anyone
panic.
Is, which is, personally, I think those are two great words next to each other. But then that's where it starts to really get dicey.
You know, it's an adult. Look, reading is for people of all ages, but it is a pleasure of adulthood, especially on those higher levels.
Do you read medical textbooks or what?
I've been reading like Don Quixote because that's an adult book they try to force on kids that they shouldn't.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the whole Dulcinea thing, you know what I mean?
I don't. Do you?
I got an idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you read Don Quixote.
That's it. I don't really read other books because it's like paper and I care about the environment. So.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I don't know so if that's, yeah.
Baby Boy Boys, actually, I mean, I think, look, in the lab, they've got a couple things, right? I mean, at least they're giving you that, and I'm doing it again.
And that's okay. No, I mean, honestly, like, it up till that point right there, it was really strong.
Yep. By the way, that's a thing that happens, guys. I hiccup now. It happened 6 months ago.
Really?
It hasn't stopped.
What do you think about that dude? What's his name? Belisario or whoever?
Baldessari? John Baldessari?
Tom Selleck.
Who are you talking about?
Bill de Blasio?
The leader of that country who can't stop hiccuping.
I didn't hear about this.
He's been hiccuping for
like
6 months.
Found a sister.
Yes.
In the hiccupery.
You'll love his politics too. Look
at
him.
See, what you're doing, you're bonding. You're bonding with someone over your ailment.
Yes.
And you ain't getting physical in any way, right?
I suppose not.
You could look at that relationship. Unnecessary touch.
You could DM him maybe and like just is that primarily the type of conversation that you do? Because that's what adults do. They text, they DM.
Oh yeah, I do a lot of DMs.
You slip into the DMs?
I slide, I get blocked, and then I find another route, you know?
Sound like a boy.
Yeah,
it really does.
I do keep up with the adult version of that, which is a lot of hey.
Hey.
Or you a up? Hand wave, emoticon.
Answer me.
Yeah. And then I get mad at them if they don't respond, you
good.
Know?
Or even if they do.
Yeah, but they're not the way I want them to.
Exactly. Boy, you're doing it right then.
Yeah. I feel like that part I got down.
They love it.
Scientists really know how to date. So they taught me well.
They taught you everything.
That.
That's good.
Just not the physical yet. I'll get there.
Boy, I can only imagine. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I'm interested in these sort of parental figure scientists. I'm interested.
Yeah, what is their deal? If I wanted to be a scientist, I would think I would want to come up with a cure for cancer or something. Instead, they're just watching you.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you're insulting them a bit. I could be a cure for cancer, right? Like, maybe I bring so much joy and understanding, and if you play me in a little bit of bridge or mahjong, maybe you're like, whoa.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, laughter is the best medicine, and maybe you bring to that to people listening right now, and maybe they've staved off death for another day.
Mm. And if you do die, it's okay. We'll bring you right back.
You know what? I hope you never die. I'm going to say that on this show, and I'll give that to you, Hannah, as well.
Oh,
I hope you never die.
Wow. Thank you. I mean, well, I don't know.
You don't want that. I
like,
rescind
that
it.
That feels like
take it back. But I hope you die soon.
Thank you so much. That's much better for me than dying.
Really? How long do you want to be on this earth?
You know, it really depends.
It does. It depends on like what's going on with your life, what's going on with the world in general.
I think 80 is perfectly fine. I don't expect to make it there.
80, that's what I mean. I mean, 80 sounds good to me. But at the same time, what if there are like rampaging marauders and it's a post-apocalyptic future? You know, do you really want to be around
80 in the Mad Max world?
Yeah. Although Tina Turner, she was like 60 or something in it, and she looked good.
That's a good point. I think that we're going to start to see some really scary stuff happening in the next couple of years.
Two years tops.
Yeah. It's
everything will just be on fire, don't you think?
On fire. And also.
You said and also. And then
it got weird. It got real weird.
And then paused for a long time. Did you have nothing else?
You know what? I was up in the noggin. I was searching around for.
Anything going on in there? Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Boys, I need three words for the opposite of on fire. It was that.
Dry.
It was on fire.
They didn't come through.
Well, what is it? Not flooded. Flooded?
Dry.
Frozen. Let it go.
No, because I'm thinking of water, not ice.
You're thinking of water, so everything will be
flooded.
You're saying
keep
saying dry, and she keeps saying water. Okay, interesting. Well, look, we have to take a break if that's okay. But baby boy, can you stick around? Because I'd like to figure this out. What word she's thinking, or the three words? We're gonna take a break. We're gonna collect our thoughts.
Yeah.
And now you won't know who this is, but coming up after the break, Tommy the Green Power Ranger is here. Now you have no interest in this baby boy.
I got no interest in in colors. I'm an adult.
It's not a color thing. It's more. Well, anyway, we're going to be right back. Hannah will really solidify exactly what she. Maybe you're talking about water solidifying and ice.
I wish I had 2 minutes of commercials to figure most things out. I'll tell you now.
By the way. Even if we're 30 seconds into the next thing and you need to take a break, just say, let's go to a break.
We're going to break. I'm going to do that in my actual life.
Okay, good. We're going to be right back with more Baby Boy Boy, more Hannah Einbinder, and Tommy the Green Power Ranger will be here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Hannah Einbinder, did you figure out what you were going to say?
I mean, it really was what I said originally, which was flooded.
Flooded. Great. Everything's going to be flooded.
And I'm still not happy with it, but that's as best as
I
can.
It's not as
folks.
Precise as you want it to be, I can tell.
Can you believe it after a break? Still the same.
Yeah. Tsunamis? Show.
On fire is just too good. It's not that flooded or tsunamis aren't. It's that on fire.
And there's so many ways to say it. On fire, aflame, the rest.
I bet Steve Martin would say it real well.
I think you're right about that. You must love Steve. He's a classic.
He's very precise in his language. You like Steve Martin. What's your favorite Steve Martin? You must have seen The Jerk.
The Jerk, but that Oscars, when he hosted them Oscars.
Now we're bonding, because you know I love that one.
Yeah, just the stuff he said.
You must have loved Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, because it's R-rated because of all of the F-words that he screamed at the car rental person.
And they proved me right. When they snuggle in the bed with the John Candy, he don't like it.
That's not a... What were you proved right on?
That you don't need touch. You don't need touch.
I was trying to figure out what point you made earlier about John Candy and not liking snuggling with him.
Oh, no. I love John Candy.
One of the best.
Oh, I'm love just that saying. Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A wonderful human being. Of course, you can listen to an earlier episode with Conan O'Brien where he talks about meeting him, I believe. So check that one out. For approximately, I don't know, 2 years ago? Okay. So what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know I love Conan and you know I love John Candy.
Okay, well, the two great tastes that taste great together, they met and he drove him around, I believe. An interesting story. Back when before he had a show, he drove him around at Harvard.
Conan was a driver?
Cool.
He went from driver and here's what happened. He drove onto the set of that television show and they're like, shit, he's here. He crashed into the desk. Let's just put him on camera. It was an incredible story. Mm. And he talks about it, of course, exclusively on Comedy Bang Bang. But speaking of Comedy Bang Bang, we do need to get to our next guest on Comedy Bang Bang. Are you excited about this, Hannah? I don't know if you know anything about these people.
I only know that their costumes are chic and they're here and they mean business.
Okay. So the three great things. Of course, we'll see if all of that applies to our next guest. But he is the Green Power Ranger. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Tommy.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Thank you, man.
Got me in the side.
Sorry, I'm used to just coming into a room ready to fight.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I understand. I guess I should have expected it. Or?
Yeah. Oh, it's really nice to just kind of take a break from the whole Power Ranger thing.
It's gonna be nice.
Man. I'm exhausted.
What's on your mind, bud?
Honestly, I didn't fucking sign up for this.
Oh.
All right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a Power Ranger.
Being on the show?
No.
You didn't do the sign up sheet?
Was there a sign up sheet?
No, that's I just how, got That's how all the guests
here.
Are.
I got
that's how I
here.
Got on. I don't know about.
We finally got around to her. I called out her name, and she'd been waiting in the lobby for a long time.
No, I actually got beamed here. I can my leader Zordon can just turn me into a beam of energy, and he can put me anywhere he wants me to without my consent. So.
Really?
Oh, damn, yeah, it looks like I probably got beamed here, which is why I came in fighting.
Oh,
sure.
Most of the times I get dropped, and I'm ready to roll.
Well, let's talk about because baby boy here. This is baby boy.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
He has no conception of who you are, or what we're talking about. The, the Power Rangers, we've seen videos of your exploits over the years.
My name's Tommy. I'm the Green Ranger. I'm a part of the Power Rangers. We defend Earth from Reed Repulsa and Goldar.
Oh,
which are some real baddies. They were actually frozen on the moon for about 10,000 years.
Oh, yeah. I read something on the news about that.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back, and we have to fight them.
I think I heard about this, but it's one of those things where you read about and then it's like, because it's happening so far away, it doesn't feel
Is this even real?
Right. Yeah.
Is this even real?
But it truly is.
That's how I feel about my life, buds.
Oh, all right? Shit.
What'd you say, butts?
Buds.
Okay. I thought you called us butts.
You guys are a bunch of butts.
I thought you said life butts. I thought it was my life butts.
I wish my life was as simple as just calling a group of nerds butts.
What, you think we're nerds?
I mean.
Excuse me.
I'm rolling my own cigarette over here, and I've
got a New York accent over here.
This one just came from a freaking bar. I'm sorry. You think bars, nerds hanging out?
We're nerds.
Yeah. Baby boy.
You're in a green onesie, and you're an adult.
Do you think I want to be in a green onesie? Do you think
I want my
entire wardrobe to be full of green? I go into my closet. My underwear is green. My socks are green. My shirts are green. I'm not allowed to deviate.
Okay. I'm glad you're wearing underwear, because I was wondering about that.
I'm swinging, Scott.
Do you get to go emerald and like forest?
No, it's the same palette of green.
It's good.
Could you imagine that your entire life? You have to wear green
one
now.
Color, yeah.
You didn't get a choice. It's all green.
You have white accents.
Yeah,
you are like one of those eccentric women in Brooklyn whose entire house has everything green in it, except obviously more value to society. Sorry.
Thank you for recognizing my efforts. Yeah, I appreciate
you're
that.
You're really coming down hard on these women who only have one color in their house in Brooklyn.
Look, you know, if I got to think about them all day, they're going to go. They're going to get it.
There was where I used to live. There was the purple lady, we called her, because you'd see her walking around all day and wearing just only purple everywhere.
That's a real mind fuck.
Yeah. Was this a Power Ranger? Is she a Power Ranger?
Not that I know of. I don't know any Purple Rangers.
Oh, okay. Yes. Great. How did you get into this? How did you get into the
literally,
whole game? Yeah.
Literally, a evil woman named Rita Repulsa. she controlled my mind and gave me a power coin, turning me into the Green Ranger.
This sounds crazy.
That is literally what happened. Can I be honest? I want to be a high school kid.
Were you in high school when this happened?
Yeah, I was a normal high school kid who had an affinity for the martial arts, okay?
Affinity? What do you mean by that?
It wasn't my passion, but I was good at it.
You're telling me this creep, Rita Repulsa, what's her name?
Rita Repulsa.
You're telling me this, can't believe I got it right. You're telling me this creep, Rita Repulsa's in the goddamn bleachers of the karate match, looking at kids and
scouting
them?
Her base is actually in the moon, and she has a telescope that allows her to see everything going on Earth. But
that's
neither here nor there.
Literally amazing.
This is, even in like our private bedrooms and stuff?
I think she has the ability.
But she doesn't use it?
I think she's only looking at the Rangers.
Oh.
She's looking at us. So she is spying on me in my home.
And
that's tough because I'm a young man and I'm budding. I want to have some
You are budding.
Time.
I meant to say.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're like a flower. You're just ready to bud, right?
Except I feel like I've been halted and I've been forced. You might understand this.
Read a book on flowers.
Yeah, they bud and then you get it everywhere. You get pollen everywhere.
Oh, man.
I like this kid. I'm going to learn from him.
Trust me. I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
The truth.
So you were in high school.
I was in high school.
Rita Repulsa.
Yes.
She brings out she's just looking at karate matches.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And she zaps you with a thing?
I get zapped. I get mind controlled. The Power Rangers, the original five, they save me.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm a part of their team because I was given a power coin.
Did you replace the previous Green Ranger?
No. I was the first and only Green Ranger.
Can you rescind your possession of this coin?
No, I can't.
You can't spend it?
I'm bound with the coin, unfortunately.
Bound how? Like it's part of your physicality?
It's more of a soul bind, kind of like a Damon in Philip Pullman's
The Golden Compass.
Is there a gap year?
Excuse me?
Is there a gap
year? Yeah.
I'm stuck doing this. I don't get to go on dates. There's no Rumspringa. No, I'm forced into almost a militaristic lifestyle. Wow. You know?
That's not what you signed up for just because you had, what did you have, a yellow belt in karate?
Or? I was a triple degree black belt.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you're really good at it.
I mean, yes, I, what else were you going to do?
Okay. But you didn't like it?
What else am I going to do? I was going to start a band. I wanted to be like G.G. Allen.
Oh,
I wanted to be a G.G. Allen type
rocker. No one should be a G.G. Allen type
rocker. Why not? That guy's cool. He does everything that you're not supposed to.
He eats shit, and you don't want to be him.
I'd eat shit. Eating shit would be better than being a ranger, okay?
Is it the nature of the crimes you're called to stop?
I'm killing people.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm killing putties. I'm killing men who look like pigs. I'm killing men who look like storms and tempests.
Oh, no.
They grow large, and I'm forced to control a Zord.
Is the fact...
This is fucked up.
Is the fact that they don't look especially humanoid, is it make it easier to kill them, or...
You know, honestly, there is something about an anthropomorphic animal that does make it a little
easier. Yeah, it dehumanizes them and makes them more...
But I know that they have souls, and I have to carry that burden around. I'm 17.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like to...
Yeah, it just sounds like you're a hunter.
Excuse me?
I mean, hunters, they kill a bunch of animals.
Yeah, that's
not
true. I mean,
quite human.
Just because society has progressed to the point where now people can start bands doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, like if this were caveman times, you would just be a hunter and you'd be happy doing it.
But it's not. Can I just get like an ounce of empathy? I'm like telling you that I'm essentially
look,
like,
you've come to the wrong show if you want empathy.
You want
empathy?
I'm going to say something right now and you better believe I haven't thought of it or prepared.
I like that you have the preamble though, which gives you time to formulate. Yeah,
and
I like
you know
this.
That.
Okay. Go ahead.
What I'm going to say is, I think that our reaction to you in this moment is based in our feelings that we don't want to have to internalize the depth of your pain. And so we're trying to create these examples and these these reasons why you should like your life. But that's to assuage our own guilt on your behalf.
Because you guys aren't really doing anything to save them.
Okay, well I wouldn't go that far.
Right?
That's
you guys aren't doing
I mean,
anything.
I drive a Prius.
Yeah, so
you
do
don't.
I.
You
I'm
don't.
A human behavior study.
I know that you don't.
How do you know that I don't drive
I saw the car that you came in.
All right, sure. Oh, that's my other car.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see.
That's my Tesla.
That's fair. Look, I am a teen. I get a little angsty, okay? I get a little hot on the mic. I'm sorry.
But to your point, Hannah, I do think that the three of us at any point could be snatched up by Rita. What's her name? Rudner?
Repulsa.
Rita Repulsa.
Rita Rosvegas. Rita
Rosvegas.
Yeah.
What? Any of us could be snatched up at any time. I mean, I am a quadruple black belt in karate, so is there an age limit? Is it like Menudo where if you age out of this?
Absolutely. It's an under 18 sign up.
So when do you turn 18?
Uh-oh.
I got a full year. I got a full, but once you're in, it's like the military.
Oh my God.
You don't just get to,
really?
You don't get to just deviate.
That should be illegal. Like they can't,
Are you aging?
Yeah, I'm, other than being a Power Ranger, a normal guy with normal wants. Like, I want to go to party. I want to be fucking ripping blinkies.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't even know what that is.
You don't know what a blinky is?
You know, I know what that is.
I want to be, you know, when you smoke a cart, when you got a weed
what?
Cart?
Yeah.
A what?
Weed, like a weed vape?
What?
Doinks.
Doinks.
All day.
Fat doinks.
I don't
I
know.
Be blazing fat doinks. I want to be hitting blinkies.
Yeah. I famously don't know what e-juice is, and I never want to know.
Great. So, great. It's when you rip a pen until it blinks.
Don't
until it
tell
turns
me.
Off.
Okay? Yeah, I've ripped a pen.
You ripped the
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know I have. And
line
the
them up.
Everywhere.
I'm trying to kick back with a 2 for $5, all right? I want to hit some balloons.
What?
Two for five.
2 for $5. You guys
I'm joining
don't do
a
knots?
Club. I'm getting my free gift.
Yeah. I want to hang out, okay?
I feel that.
Instead, I'm protecting your asses. I'm keeping Rita Repulsa away from this fourth degree
black belt. Is it only Rita Repulsa and her? I mean,
there's a lot of baddies.
It's weird that she recruited you and you're stopping her.
I mean, no.
Well, she mind controlled me. So it was
okay.
And then I broke free of the mind control.
Who's your guy now? Zardo?
Zordon.
He's your guy now, and he's
the leader, yeah.
He turns on a flashlight or something, and you get sent somewhere?
Well, we have these watches. He can talk to us through these
Take
watches.
Take off your watch.
Take off your watch?
What?
Take off your watch, bro.
I've never taken them. Watch off.
Well, you got to take off your watch.
You got consent.
You're wearing underwear, right? You said you were.
Yeah.
By the way, what happens if
your wrist is really dirty under there? You've been fiddling with your watch. Like, you need to take your watch off at least just to clean your wrist.
Crawled under your from under your watch.
I'm gonna take my watch off.
First of all, you want to go out and get girls, baby? I got news for you. You got to start with the watch.
Yeah, get those bugs.
Shit is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. It does. There are grubs under here.
Grubs.
Clean your dirty wrist,
like Lion King style.
Yeah.
The watch is off. I'm free.
Ha ha. Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm free.
Oh,
you're free.
Nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing bad's going
to
happen.
No, Rita Repulsa isn't going
to
attack.
She's probably
the
out to lunch. She probably's not even looking at the cam right now.
And there's five other Rangers.
Yeah.
That's my
there's five
point.
Other people.
You certainly don't have any skills that supplement their skills, right?
Well, I do have a Zord that connects to their Zords that makes it very powerful.
A Zord.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not going to need that, though, if Rita.
Unless he's like a very bad, bad guy. But I mean, they have taken care of normal bad guys without.
Okay. With their own Punier swords? Is that?
Zord.
So you got big
You don't get need to get so angry at me for not knowing
I'm
these
testy.
Terms.
I have a lot of testosterone going through and I can't do anything with it. And you, like I said before, I'm swanging.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. You have a big case of blue balls, I guess, right now?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm swanging and I can't do anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know.
How do you feel?
Look. I'm sorry that I'm coming in so hot. I should be relaxing because this is my time for myself. And I'm over here explaining who I am and what I want to do. And I should just kick back and relax.
And Zardon sent you here?
I guess. Yeah. I just get beamed to where I need to go.
Oh, so we needed you here.
Mm. Was there any threat?
Well, Hannah kind of like ran out of, she couldn't figure out what to say and we needed another guest. So okay.
Do you think the flood / on fire thing?
That might.
Is there a flood?
Shit.
No, well, there's not. We're fine. It's not. There's
dude.
No flood. No, you don't
dude.
Need
dude.
Sorry. I am so sorry. That is really embarrassing.
Jesus. Damn it. Don't do that to Baby Boy Boy because he's got some really
honestly, Baby Boy Boy, you look like you could fuck me up.
Yeah, I bet you
You look
I
like
could.
You could stomp my curb.
This fucking baby ass boy boy was raised in a goddamn lab.
That's right. I got a baby ass.
Yeah.
Don't you miss your childhood? Don't
you guys
miss...
have a lot in common, actually. Yeah.
Didn't you ever want to hit Blinkies?
Similar thematic elements here.
Super true.
Except I... consensually agreed. You don't like not having
How
a child.
How did you do that? What do you mean you consensually agreed?
I didn't know at the time because I didn't have the cognitive skill set. But as soon as I did and I was drinking and smoking at the same time.
You were like, let's keep this going.
I said yes. Was it 100% a good yes since I'm still a little drunk?
Here's my thing. Both of you have been recruited into this kind of thing which you, technically, you're not legal adults and you shouldn't have legally, you should be able to be emancipated from these situations at any moment.
What a perfect premise.
What?
Yeah, what a perfect premise. Yes.
Premise that's for what?
That's exactly what's happening.
Oh,
what
a great write frame. It down. It's like a log line.
It's so.
It's almost like you thought of that coming in here and we're now mining this for maybe, comedy, comedic purposes.
I'm a real guy.
You are a real guy.
Well, you are now.
I can attest to that. Are you yawning on mic?
I'm sorry. Do you want me to give you some more juicy details?
Okay,
I stepped
you know
on
what?
A school with my Zord. Okay? How about that? How about that? Does that make you yawn? Knowing that I killed an entire elementary school.
I have to
with
apologize for Hannah. This is 8 a.m. and it's very early in the morning. And she's very busy and could only fit this in. And she just hiccuped again.
I didn't hiccup. What I had was an neck spasm. My body's shutting down and we're doing it live.
Is it the pressure of being on this show?
You know what? It's just the goddamn endless, endless confusion of speaking that exists when you are me or you.
Most interviewers wouldn't point that out, right? They would be a little more compassionate and kind
you know
to
what?
You.
None
like,
have. You're the only
They're
one.
They're all thinking it, though.
Yes, they are. And now I will never not think it.
I beg your pardon, but I'm in my head, too. Let's get out of our heads.
Look,
let's
here,
all get out of our heads.
Let's shake.
By the way, you're shaking grubs onto me when you fling your wrist.
Again, the
like
wrist.
That.
Can't stress it enough. Gross.
I guess I need to submerge it in a bucket, okay? Because I've been trying to dry rub off
there
this
are
dirt.
Other ways.
Okay, baths. Can we get, sorry, do you not know how to? I'm now concerned.
Okay, the reason I said a bucket because I'm having fun on the podcast and I didn't want to leave the room.
You don't want to get naked and
stuff. Yeah, I
don't
want to have to go. I don't know if there's a shower here.
There is. And I would appreciate it.
Yeah. You took a moment.
It's the Comedy Bang Bang shower. Of course we have that
Wash
here for
body.
All of our guests.
Has Conan been in the shower?
Conan took a shower
He's
before and after.
The shower. Mm.
That's true. Yeah.
He only did his feet.
There's
his
a hole
legs.
In the roof.
Yeah.
We had to cut it
head.
Open for him. Yeah. And his hair, especially. Yeah. Anyway, Green Power Ranger. I'm sorry, your name is Tommy. I shouldn't just call you Green Power Ranger. That's
I'm more
really
than
rude.
That. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to prove this whole time. I'm more than
defined by your name.
But nothing's going to happen, right? I mean, you're on the show for another 10 minutes, 15
minutes. If I'm here, y'all are safe. Bottom line.
Really?
Why? I'll call the Dragon Zord. I'll use my dagger that is a flute.
What is that? What?
Oh.
So my main weapon.
It's not a flute that turns into a dagger?
No, it is both. It is a dagger with keys on it, and you blow into, I guess, the hilt.
The point?
Are you like in hilt. Jethro Tull okay. or something?
He's a really, really big inspiration for me.
When you say he is, you think there's a guy named Jethro Tull? This is like when my mom warned me about the dirty old man Monty Python when I was growing up. Jethro Tull? No, G.G. Allen is a guy. Jethro Tull is a collective of people.
I thought Jethro Tull was a guy who stood up on one leg playing the flute.
No. I can see why you would think that, because Jethro Tull's videos.
Who's that man? Tell me who that man is.
The flute player of Jethro Tull.
What is his name?
Go to school for this. It's not my responsibility. Look, Tommy, as long as you say we're going to be okay, because the worst thing that would happen is, like, we're just having fun here on the show. And then we step outside and Rita Rudner has taken over the entire earth, you know?
It's very possible. It's very possible.
Bending her leg back behind her head.
I mean, you know, you'd have to kill 5 people who I think are pretty incompetent teammates, which is viable.
Wow. But. Okay. Shots fired.
I'm sorry.
That's why
what's the T on, like, the other?
Yeah. Power who's the worst? Rangers.
Billy's a sweetheart. Billy's a sweetheart. He's got a heart of gold.
Yeah, got a sense. I'd hoped that at least. Yeah.
Trini's cool.
Seems like
she's chill.
She's chill. Okay.
And then there's Kimberly. Whoa, wagga wagga, woo woo.
Okay.
Sorry, that was. I didn't mean to say that out loud. That's kind of my brain thinks anytime I think of Kimberly.
Okay, that's okay. But we don't need to say these kind of things. This is the kind of thing you would learn if you had socialization with.
I would wagga wagga, woo woo. You know what I mean?
You don't even know what that is.
I don't. But I bet it's got pits involved.
Are you attracted to women?
Pits, knee pits. It's probably got some.
You attracted to women or men or both or what?
You know, I'm open.
I love that baby boy, but you know, you are.
That's the future.
You're a little young.
The future is
fluid. Once I get testosterone, look out, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're going to be spilling it everywhere. Yeah, shooting testosterone everywhere you go.
I'll shoot it. I'll slide it.
I got news for you, baby boy. When you get the estrogen, that's where the real trouble starts.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That shit'll drive you wild.
Exactly.
I feel like I can smell estrogen.
Yeah.
Is that part of your superpowers or?
No, I think that's a 17-year-old thing.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, look.
That's why you ignore older women.
I couldn't hear them.
Menopause.
The frequency doesn't match.
Interesting. Look, Tommy, it's really interesting to have you. I just truly hope that I don't walk outside and you know, the earth's on fire. I mean, I guess all of you have brought up, you know, apocalyptic thoughts here on the show.
It'd be a shame if my stinky, grubby wrist couldn't help you. It'd be a real shame.
Why don't you just enroll yourself in school? Like, go from here.
I go to Angel Grove High. The government covers up my absences.
You go to there by the day?
Yeah, I'm enrolled.
By day, I mean? Yeah.
No. I attend when I can attend. But when I have to get zapped, I get zapped.
So will you be sitting in class and just you get zapped and you disappear?
I get a little bim, 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 bump on my watch.
But does everyone know that you're part of the Power Rangers, or do you just disappear from the room?
I've never thought about that.
They probably just think you're a bad kid.
I've never thought
about
that.
They probably think he's a Power Ranger because he's disappearing right in front of their eyes.
And you got the watch, and you're always wearing green.
Fuck, does everybody know?
Everyone knows you're a Power Ranger.
Everybody knows, and I don't need to participate.
No, you don't have to go. I mean, other than the fact that you probably like school.
You don't have a Clark Kent.
School sucks, dude.
What do you want? You said you wanted to go to school.
I want to do Blinkies. I want to be G.G. Allen. Okay. I want to smoke gas.
Trust me, you're better off. You're better off not doing any of those things, especially the G.G. Allen thing.
Play some snooks.
All right. Yeah, play some MJs. You know who Michael Jackson is? Okay, look. We're running out of time, guys. It's great to have you.
Can't wait to be back.
I bet you will, but please bring the other guys with you.
Jason and Zach and Billy and all that.
Yeah, and who's
Wow Wow
ZZ's.
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Oh, wow, Zay Wongo Woogo.
Okay, but don't say that anymore. That's the one thing. Don't make that a catchphrase. That's the only request I have.
You know, you also don't need a catchphrase anymore because you're just like a kid now.
So. I'm a regular kid now.
Yeah, Power Ranger would have a good. What do you say when you're a Power Ranger?
It's Morphin Time.
Okay. Morphin Time?
Dragon Sword.
Why don't you say something about ranging of powers?
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Rangers. You'd be
like, or the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
What does that mean, a morphin?
We physically transform.
You like morphing like James Cameron's technology that he used for T2, Judgment Day?
Are you talking about a camera?
That's so
weird. Talking about a 3D camera? That's
no,
the
James,
Cameron is who I'm talking about.
The
Phantom camera.
No, it's easy to get those confused because James Cameron, he works with cameras a lot.
Yes.
And so a lot of times when he's on set, people are like, hey, hand me that camera. And people like pick James Cameron up and like hand them to. It's really, I don't know if you've read this, Hannah, but one of the worst bits of Hollywood lore that I've ever read is like he's just constantly being picked up on set by the grip department.
Wow, yeah.
You got very shocked.
He's a very light man, I heard.
He is very light. The good part is he has hollow bones, and so he only weighs 65 pounds or so. So he's one of the lightest directors.
James the Birdman Cameron.
Not a robot. Not a robot.
Weirdly enough, he did not direct Birdman.
Not a robot.
But he was the first choice. And he was like, oh, look, I live it.
Tough bid.
Yeah.
It was a tough bid.
Anyway, we're running out of time. We only have time for one feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
Kevin, I told you to clean your room. It's time for plugs, Kevin. The plugs have been waiting outside for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Kevin, I've packed your lunch. Don't forget your plug bag.
Nice. That was Kevin. It's Time for Plugs by Adam Stone. Wow, what a powerful sounding name. Adam Stone. God, would my life be different if I had that? It's kind of a spoiler, though, right? What do you think? I mean, Hannah, what do you think Adam Stone looks like?
I think Adam Stone has a square/rectangular appearance, just in general.
Just,
not only
just
his jaw,
body shape, like silhouette.
Yeah, so sort of no curves, which you go like Stone, pretty curved. No, there is something.
So he's like
is,
36, 36, 36.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's my guesstimation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Adam. I mean, regardless of the fact that you look like a rectangle, you are a very talented musician and sent that in for us, so thank you so much. Guys, what are we plugging? Hannah, obviously, if you're an Emmy voter, what the fuck are you doing with your life if you don't watch Hacks immediately and press that button? Just smash that Funny or Die button. No, wait, what are we talking? What do you do when you're an Emmy voter? You just like press check. It's like a check mark thing, right?
Are
you in the Television Academy?
I don't think I am.
I bet you're invited then after this year.
Maybe. Will I be?
Yeah, you'll get to vote on everything.
Is that
That's so exciting, isn't
is
it?
Is that something?
And you're up there in one of the major categories. Obviously, not one of the categories that they announced live on air, but
major,
I mean,
major,
this is like, I mean, this is a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is this in the actual ceremony?
I think it might be.
I've never even made it there.
Look, you know, I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, you
live. I love a live event. I love a theater. You do know I love a theater. You have to know.
The buildings?
The buildings. I love a theater.
Okay.
And I love to watch live, and I can't wait to watch.
So you like that Nokia theater?
You know me. I love it. I go, make it like a technology, and I will be there.
Let's do a dry run.
The Microsoft.
Oh, what do you call the blacks in the back? What do you call that? The curtains?
The curtains?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, those are great.
Love those.
Curtains.
If they're red.
Oh my God!
What
sparkly.
Is this? What is this? What is this? The Slipper Room, 1970. You know, that's glamour.
Yeah, totally.
I
so you'll be in that theater, and you'll be I'll be crossing my fingers for you.
Oh,
but also,
thanks.
People should just watch Hacks. I mean, even if you're not an Emmy voter, and I don't know anyone who's not one these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
I was the only one.
Yeah, I mean, but that's my thing is like anyone I know, it's like, well, just get nominated and then you'll be able to be a voter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's easy.
Pretty much.
But although not for me this year, but watch Hacks, HBO Max. It's as easy as clicking a button, the little button that says play next to episode one. And then you're just going to watch one and then two and then three. And is there one that you would say like, skip that one?
You know, I really don't think you should.
They're all kind of important to the larger story. You know what I mean?
But I recommend not binging.
Really?
I do.
Why is that?
I think that binging in general is something
it makes
that
everything
I'm against.
Seem slight, doesn't it? Like, you know, if you can watch something and it's just over in an afternoon,
it's,
you know, like, but really stretch it out. I would say what I like to do is I like to binge 30 minutes at a time.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Get all those 30. You're doing minute after minute after minute. You're doing it 30 times in a row. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm already exhausted when I do that.
You know.
Then I turn off the TV And I go outside of my house and I go play.
Yep.
And then I come back. Yeah, and then I come back at night when it's dinner time or sure. supper time.
When you're called back in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I go right to sleep right after dinner.
Absolutely.
This is what people should do.
Glass
Hacks
of milk.
On HBO Max, although not anymore. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily. Camel milk, though. I don't know. Yeah, obviously. Anything else you want to plug? I mean, these are your plugs.
I do.
Do you have shows coming up?
I do. I do a monthly
local food
show.
Bank? Oh, yeah. It's a comedy show. Okay, go ahead.
I do, yeah, something selfless, actually, is what I was going to say.
Sure.
I do a Dynasty Typewriter. I have last Sunday of every month, sans September, I will be there.
Okay. And it's you run it or host it or what?
It is. It's like a headliner show and I have guests. I have musicians and comedians.
Okay.
And
what is it called? Does it have branding or is it just you just do it?
You just go look up my name on the website.
Which website?
DynastyTypewriter.com,
oh,
probably.
Okay. Or Google.
Yeah. And I'll be at the Charlotte Comedy Zone, October 6th.
What the heck?
And
what?
I will be.
What's the Charlotte Comedy Zone?
I'm going to find out one way or another.
Is this like a, like the moment you step in, just it's like.
It becomes
comedy
the Comedy Zone. Well, this is now the Comedy Zone because we're obviously doing it.
Because we're all here, yeah.
Yeah, whenever any of us go into a room, it becomes the Comedy Zone. So I'm going to be in Charlotte being in the Comedy Zone.
Okay.
If and the airport, you know.
When is that? That's in August or?
That's October 6th,
that's
I believe.
October 6th. Okay, right before Halloween, approximately 25 days before Halloween. Will you be wearing a costume or is it?
Quick math there. You know,
it's the one thing I can do on this show. I may not be able to talk, but I can't calculate things like that.
Yes, and the H2 position.
Sure, yeah.
I am always wearing a costume.
That's true. Are these your clothes or no?
These are not my clothes. Not okay. an inch of the
inch. Nothing.
Nothing. Not my shoes, not my pants, not my shirt, not my jacket.
Are you wearing a wig?
Thank you for having me.
Okay. All right. A touchy subject here, obviously. All right. Let's turn to baby boy boy. What do we have?
I am
here?
Wearing a wig.
Why? Because adults do?
Yeah.
Like old ladies do?
Yeah. So
it's blue hair.
We
too.
Put on the blue hair so I can feel what age is like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of the MJ kind of thing. I mean, everyone, and when you're playing MJ,
when
has
you're
a
playing
wig,
MJ, yeah. everyone there's doing it. It's mostly
yeah, exactly.
women anyways.
Anything to plug, though? I mean, other than your daily MJ and Snooks tournaments?
I like this lady, Monica Smith, so you can look her up on Miss Monica Smith on everything. She's kind of cool. I don't know. She's got a season of Punk'd coming out at some point.
Really?
Who knows when, but it was shot.
Where she was punking people or where
yeah,
she was being punked?
She plays a bunch of characters.
It would be interesting to me if the new season of Punk'd was just Ashton Kutcher, like, punking an improviser repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like, just terrorizing like one person, like over 10 episodes, like 5 times an episode, 6 times an episode, just constantly just making their life hell. Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, there's no Ashton anymore either.
Yeah, I was going to say,
R.I.P.
Yeah, there's
R.I.P.
Chance the Rapper.
A plus K.
Dead.
Oh, wow.
Chance yeah. the Rapper is there, really?
Chance the Rapper is there.
From the Between Two Ferns movie?
Yeah,
that's how I know him.
That's how primarily people know.
Yeah, yeah. So
work.
I'm sure in like a couple years it'll finally come out. You can watch it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's sounds fun. All right. Tommy, the Green Power Ranger. What do you have to plug?
You know, one of my favorite things to listen to when I'm in the Dragon Zord fighting crime is.
Wait, you're listening to things?
Yeah. You got 7.1 surround sound in the Dragon Zord.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We can pump some tunes.
So I would think you'd be focusing primarily on the work. But
you have to get there. There's a commute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my Dragon Zord lives in the water.
What commute, though? Because I thought you shined a light on you and you just got zapped places.
Yeah, that's when I need to physically be somewhere. But when I need to be somewhere with my Zord, it's just a straight commute. It's an on-the-ground
really?
Commute.
There's
yeah.
no workaround to that? Zardon hasn't figured out a way to zap you when you have the Zord?
I wish.
Did I get the lingo right?
You're
I said
close.
Zardon, I said Zord.
Yeah, you're doing it great. You're doing great.
Okay.
I feel understood. I feel heard.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, but one of my favorite things to listen to is a podcast by comedian Jacob Wysocki called I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore, where he attempts to watch Fight Club for 72 hours straight.
Wow.
Every episode he does this?
It's like a mini series.
Oh, interesting.
It's like 8 episodes.
A miniature series.
Yes, a small series.
There's a lot of Tyler Durden.
A lot of Tyler Durden.
Oh, so you've said it's an R-rated movie.
It's an R-rated
What's
movie.
What's your favorite Fincher?
You know, the one with the boxed head.
That could be all of them.
Seven.
Oh, okay. I thought that was 7N. Look, I have nothing to plug other than, of course, there's my other show, Threedom, which comes out on Thursdays. That's Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus and myself just hanging out, having fun, playing a game. And of course, you know, the culmination of Lauren's topics, a very popular feature on that show, just occurred. If you are keeping track of her personal life, which I wouldn't even suggest, like, why would you do that? Like, look at her personal life and stuff, but right. It's out there. So she broke that news on Lauren's topics, and it has finally happened. So check that out. I mean, and Hannah, you're yawning, but it was very, very exciting. At least you're not hiccuping. Let's close up the old plug bag.
I when would you love see something
open, get the you'd love to stop talking because we're listening to this. Then you find you're getting a little obvious. Then you're crying that you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the plug bag. Open it up. Open up the plug bag. Make sure it's not closed. Open up the plug bag. Make sure you got that to give. And don't around with it. Open that chip, 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 open that chip. Open it another. Open that chip, 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 open that chip. Wow. By the way, that me saying wow, that was part of the remix. That wasn't me just saying wow right there. Wow. By the way, me saying wow right now, that was not part of the remix. That was me saying wow right now. But that was closing the plug bag parentheses electro wave remix end parentheses by Pinocchio Grigio. Boy, that was a good job. That's my style of music. I enjoy that. Guys, I want to thank you so much, Hannah. So good to have you on the show. Big fan. And you're just getting started. You have another probably three times the life you have now, or at least three and a half. So I look forward to seeing whatever you cram into those years, as long as it's not on fire. Or whatever the opposite of that is.
Which, you know, we don't really
we
need to talk
about. We have no idea. Yeah.
Because it's triggering.
Yes, of course. And baby boy, boy, so good to meet you. I mean, you have even more life ahead of you, presuming you both live to be the exact same age.
Yeah. I mean, I got to go back to the lab. I don't know if it is. Gotta be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you're all welcome to join me at the bar or at the lab bar if you want.
Wait, there's a bar in the lab?
Yeah, there's a bar in the lab.
That sounds cozy. Part of the socialization.
Yeah, you plug right in and you have a drink.
Is it like a true pub outside? So it's like, you know how like guys, they have their man cave and they're like, oh, I put a bar in here and I have a tap and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a them cave. So it's for all types of people, but there's a lot of liquor. You can sit in a chair, knock out, plug in, you're done.
Yeah, what about doing the kind of thing that Tommy here wants to do? What is it you want to do?
I want to rip blinkies.
I don't even want to know. Can you do that at a bar though?
Yeah, I mean, if they allow vaping inside, you can totally rip.
Yeah, I bet I would rip a blinkie.
Yeah, if you
want to
get doinks in there, that's pretty safe.
I don't know what this is.
Doinks with Thomish.
Yeah, Tommy, great to meet you. I hope that you get to rip a blinkie and nothing happened, right? I mean,
you seem safe. Yeah.
Is there any sort of communique that you've received on your watch or
Zordon,
anything?
We
like
all
that?
Good. We all good, Zordon.
Yes, Rangers.
Okay, everything's good.
Sounds good.
I was really worried that something was going to happen, and that would be a dramatic point to end the show. But
Rangers.
What?
Rita Repulsa's outside the Earwolf studio.
What?
Sorry, I got to go, guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh, Tommy.
Oh, whoa.
It's Morphin time.
Whoa. All of his catchphrases. And the theme song. Whoa. Yeah, nice. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Poor guy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.